Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
I would be really stressed out if someone started speaking to me in Spanish. I would shake and cry probably.
Which is the one that talks about the Lord the least?
It's Angelina Jolie.
I'm trying to just record everything for my doctor so he knows what I'm doing.
I've got a black tooth.
Let's call the Joel Osteen hotline.
Thanks for calling Joel Osteen Ministries. This call is recorded for training purposes.
I'm actually recording as well. I'm trying to just record everything for my doctor so he knows what I'm doing. How are you this eve?
I'm good, ma'am. How may I help you?
Well, I would love to buy... Is there a scarf that Joel recommends that he sells? Just something to keep my neck a little warmer. My veins have just been real chilled lately. Just this weather has been really,
I'm not sure what you're wanting to order, ma'am.
A scarf for my neck.
I don't have anything like that, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And just books then, I guess, about the Lord?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, which is the one that talks about the Lord the least?
That I would not know, ma'am.
Okay. Which is the one that talks about the Lord the most? We'll go from there.
Well, ma'am, there again, I apologize. I have not read every single book, and I don't have a way of searching that information. I can only give you a book title, ma'am.
How many books are there in total?
Yes, as many books, ma'am.
What'd you say?
Yes, many books, ma'am.
Oh, a lot. Okay.
I don't know what
Oh, I don't use computers, actually. I'm against them. It's not part of my care. Would you be able to just tell me what your favorite book is then? Because I'm just shooting in the wind, looking for the Lord. You're not allowed. All right. Well, is there one where he also gives recipe tips?
Not that I'm aware of, ma'am.
Okay. I'm in the market for a new meatloaf recipe. I've gotten so tired of mine. All right. Well, I guess if you can just let me know what's the least expensive book, I'll just take that one.
Ma'am, most of his books are available for a donation of any amount, ma'am.
Oh, my God. So I could pay $5 for a hot book? Oh, my God. That is so fantastic. I would like to pay $6.23.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your name, please?
Sure.
I need to know which book you'd like to order, ma'am.
No idea. How about The Lord is the Bounty? He must have one that's called that.
No, ma'am.
The Lord is My Shepherd by Joel Osteen?
I don't believe there's a title with that one either, ma'am.
The Lord is Here by Joel Osteen?
No, ma'am.
The Lord is Among Us.
There again, would you... Ma'am.
Oh, you know what? I've got to bounce. Oh, that's okay. I'm going to go because Sergey is calling me back.
This one is an audience request for someone who works at MSG.
Hello.
Hi, we've got a massive problem. I'm calling from the house. There's a big, big issue with the RoboOps monitor.
Sorry?
I'm calling from the house. My name is June. There's a massive problem with the video ops monitor, the robo ops monitor. It's completely a wreck.
What house? Whose house?
The garden. We call it the house around here.
Okay, but I'm not with you guys. So you got to explain to me who you are and what you're calling about. Now.
Sure. My name is June. I was told to call you because the robo ops monitor at the house is basically falling apart. You're the contact.
Which robo operator? Denise on camera 7? On camera 7?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, I can't help her, so I don't know.
There's nothing you can do. You can't get. You can't come down.
I have a TV truck shaving all the cameras. I don't know what you would like me to do about this, ma'am.
Oh my God, this is a nightmare. I don't know what to do either. It's like the robo is just.
We're on air right now.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, but we're on air right now. I have to go.
Oh, you're on air. All right, I'm on air too. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Time to call Barnes, the one that's alive.
Oh, command director call.
Oh, hi. I would love to speak with Barnes, and I'm so sorry about the other one dying. I hope you're all right.
Hello, thank you. You're calling the Barnes firm. This is a law firm.
Yes, I'd love to talk to Barnes. I've got a hot suit, as they say.
Okay, so you're filing a new case?
That's right. Yes, it's a new case.
Okay, sure. I can help you with that. Okay, just give me a few moments. I'm going to have to gather some information.
Oh, great.
What is your first name and last name?
It's Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
Jolkie. Jolkie.
Okay, I will be spelling that back to you just to confirm we have the right information.
Sure.
Angelina is A as in apple, N as in Nancy, G as in goat, E as in echo, L as in Larry, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy, and A as in apple.
Is oh, that is right. That is, that's, you've got it.
Okay, and what is your last name? That's spelled J as in John, O as in octopus, K as in kite, L as in Larry, I as in igloo, E as an echo.
That's right. You've got it.
Okay, Ms. Jokely, which office would you like to get in contact? We have the Los Angeles office, the Oakland office, the San Diego, or New York office?
New York. The big app.
Okay, perfect. And Ms. Jokely, could you verify your area code, please?
Oh, please call me Angelina. My area code is
Angelina.
917.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And Ms. Angelina, are you a Spanish speaker? Would you like to
call
or me in English?
No, I would really appreciate English because I would be really stressed out if someone started speaking to me in Spanish. I would shake and cry probably.
Okay. No problem. Let me just note that down that this call will be done in English. Thank you so much for that. Ms. Angelina, are you currently at the scene of an accident or an emergency?
No, I am not.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Okay, Ms. Angelina, just a quick question. What is the best time for a callback, just in case we can't get a hold of the attorney?
Anytime between 4 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. After 7:30, I then go right into the studio, and it's going to be hard, you know, to talk. But, yeah, between 4 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. is great.
4 a.m. and 7:30 a.m.?
Yes, that's great.
Okay. And would that be Pacific Standard Time or
Eastern?
Time?
That would be EST, as they say in the industry.
Okay, just give me a few moments so that I can jot this down. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a night. Do you have COVID?
I'm sorry?
Do you have COVID? It seems everyone I know has COVID, so I'm just asking.
No, but that's unfortunate to hear that.
Yeah, no, but they're all fine. Honestly, the vaccine works. The vaccine works. Everyone's fine. They're all fine. They just have a little sniffle. Big deal.
And Ms. Angelina, would you mind explaining to me a brief summary of the reason
Absolutely. I've got a black tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A black tooth.
Yep. My tooth turned black. Okay. I went to the dentist. They said, you've got to, you know, do this, that, the other thing. We're going to bleach it. We're going to fix this. We're going to do that. Guess what? I've still got a black tooth. You know how much money I've spent? $385. And I want it all back. So I want to sue the dentist. I'm obviously going to have to get, I don't know what I'm going to do with this tooth. But I spent $385 to get it fixed, and it's not fixed.
Okay, Ms. Angelina, I'm so sorry you went through that unfortunate event.
Thanks.
So you went to the dentist. When did you go to the dentist for this black tooth?
Yesterday.
Okay. And was that during the afternoon and the morning?
Oh, thank you for asking. It was morning. It was a fresh morning, 7 a.m.
Okay. And just to verify, yesterday would have been May 4th.
That's right. May the 4th be with you, as the kids say.
Oh. Perfect. Thank you so much for your help, Ms. Angeline. Let me just jot that down. And you stated that you spent $385.
That's right. Yep. Cash. Cold, hard cash.
Okay. And this black tooth, would you say is a malpractice or is that the case?
I would say malpractice makes sense to me. Yeah. A malpractice. I mean, you would think that the dentist would be able to, you know, get rid of a black tooth.
Okay. When you went to the dentist yesterday, were you addressing the black tooth or did you go in for something else?
The black tooth! Oh, I wanted to get rid of the black tooth.
Okay, Miss Angeline.
Angelina.
Okay, just give me a phone. Angelina, Miss Angelina, sorry about that. Just give me a few moments. I'm going to try to get a hold of one of the attorneys.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to place you in a brief hold.
Great. I'm not going to smile so you don't see the tooth. All right. This is an audience request for someone named Video who works in television production.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, my name is June. I'm calling from the station, from the, you know, the Canadian feed. I just want to let you know the cameras are way too warm. Everyone is going crazy. They're saying the cameras are too warm. Everyone's sweating basically from the cameras. So Ottawa is complaining nonstop.
What do you mean too warm?
That's what I'm hearing from the base, that everything is too warm, that the cameras are too warm, people are going nuts.
I'm not seeing what you're talking about here.
Where are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at program.
Okay, all right. And you don't see anything?
I'm looking at all my sources. Everybody is right where they've been the whole time.
Huh.
Are they saying that the cameras are too bright or too hot? Or
yeah, too warm, too warm, too hot. You know, to be honest, I just started, so I'm just, you know, I was told to call you and let you know.
Yeah, I'm matching my cameras to the home show, and the home show is set to Unity. So what I'm matching to is the other 20 cameras that are coming in here. We've
got three cameras. So do you think it's the original camera's fault?
Well, I don't see any. I don't really see when they're saying the cameras are too hot. I'm not really seeing what they're talking about. I'm looking at a waveform monitor, a vectorscope, but they're not clipping.
Oh, so they're not clipping.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay. Bye. Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.